A capitalist on how capitalism needs work. I'm David Brancaccio. After Twitter this week put fact-check links on some of President Trump's tweets, the White House has now responded with an executive order to try to remove some legal protections for social media companies. These are a piece of a 1996 law called Section 230, which politicians and some activists have long sought to change. Here's my colleague Molly Wood, host of Marketplace Tech.
You could be sued out of existence if one of those things was copyrighted or defamatory. And without Section 230, the internet as we know it would not exist. That is not an overstatement. Google, Tumblr, MySpace, now Facebook or Twitter or YouTube all depend on this protection to build their business models. I spoke to Jeff Kossoff. He wrote a book about Section 230, and he told me we have no idea what the internet might look like without this regulation. We have never had that. Platforms might either censor everything for fear of getting sued, and that would undermine the free speech argument that's at the heart of this executive order, or platforms might just say, we're not touching anything for fear of getting sued, and then the speech problem that these platforms have been trying to moderate would get completely out of hand.
Molly, thank you. You can expect lawsuits to try to block the new executive order. And overnight, Twitter put a special label on a Trump tweet about the Minneapolis unrest, saying it violated its policy about glorifying violence. It was a warning the authorities could shoot looters. The tweet is still visible to Twitter users who click on it. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 2 to 3/10 of a percent range. The Secretary General of the UN has put it this way, quote, the recovery from the COVID-19 crisis must lead to a different economy. On the Marketplace Morning Report, we're asking people with diverse perspectives what should change in a post-pandemic economy. Today, a noted figure from finance who sees precedents for this era that is so often labeled as unprecedented, and he's worried. Ray Dalio is founder of the biggest hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates. He's done a study that's first appearing as an online series called The Changing World Order. Drawing from history, he's calling for structural change. Ray, thanks for linking up here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get right to the three big forces. And when you see the three of them happening at once, you get very concerned that we could soon unravel. And we're not even talking pandemic here. What are they?
Well, the first has to do with debt, money, and monetary policy. When you have a lot of debt and you hit zero interest rates and central banks try to become stimulative, they're less effective of that. And that often causes a lot of trouble.
Another one, big powers vying for the role of king of the world, China versus U.S. and Europe. That's one. But there's a third one that really concerns you and has concerned you for a long time. This is about, what, inequality?
Yeah, when you get a combination of a lot of debt and ineffective monetary policy and what you're referring to, which is the large wealth gap, and you have an economic downturn, there's a lot to argue over. And these confluence of circumstances are very much like the 1930 to 45 period and many of times that preceded it.
But, I mean, the fact that we've gotten to this point suggests that there's something wrong with the system, yet capitalism is something that's worked pretty well for you personally. So is there anything wrong with it?
I think capitalism has proven itself to be the most effective resource allocation system in the world. But at the same time, like all systems, it needs to be reformed. So what is the American dream? When we think of the American dream, I think it's equal opportunity. And sometimes what happens is as certain people become richer from the system, they also have opportunities to get advantages such as educating their children better. For example, the top 40% of the population spends on average 5 times as much money on their children's education as those in the bottom 60% of the population. But when that does that, there's a big disparity in the quality of education, and it perpetuates a system in which there's less and less equal opportunity. So through history, there needs to be adjustments to that process, because if not, then history has shown there'll be revolutions against it.
That's what you're saying here. I mean, because you have to make a case, if you're right, you have to make a case to powerful people who have done so well in the present system to join with you in reforming the system. They don't seem to be in the mood at the moment. You're trying to say, hey, take a look into the abyss. The abyss could be pretty deep if we don't get this right.
Yeah. And I think it's only by worrying about such things and studying history and realizing that they could come about, and realizing how terrible they are, and contrasting that with how being in it together is, I think is important. I think that if it was clear that the pie can be increased as well as divided wealth, that productivity can be enhanced by broadening education, for example, and bringing others into it, then other good things can come about. And that the costs of not having that are so very great.
Ray Dalio is founder, co-chief investment officer, and co-chairman of Bridgewater Associates, that has the biggest of hedge funds and has the highest net profit of any hedge fund over its many years of operation. Ray's written a study that is first appearing as an online series called The Changing World Order, Where We Are and Where We Are Going. There's a link to that at marketplace.org. Ray Dalio, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you can hear more of that interview online, where he drills down more on the need to recognize the return on investment you get from education and not just see it as a cost with a budget. Marketplace.org has the director's cut of that. All the voices reimagining the economy are accumulating at the same website. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and J.C. Bold. I am David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.